7 for now. And every Thursday, we touch base with our colleagues at the Deutsche Welle in Bonn, of course. He's a Deutsche Welle correspondent. He joins us, Kai Nerby. It's Thursday morning, and we head over then to Germany. So, Kai, welcome. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has returned from a state visit to China, and that in the run-up to his visit, two concerns loomed large, and we discussed this: China's friendly relationship with Russia in the light of the Ukraine war, and trade protectionism, specifically around green energy exports. So now, those are two really big, complicated issues, but Kai's here, and Kai's going to bring some clarity. What was Scholz aiming to achieve, and did he?
Well, thanks, Clarence, for that. And yes, there are two very big, complicated issues. I'll do my best to try and explain them. But basically, Chancellor Scholz, he's the leader of essentially Europe's biggest economy, Germany. And let's start what he had with the Ukraine part of this, because that was quite an important thing, where basically Olaf Scholz did, during discussions with the Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing, he did try to basically ask China to use their leverage in Russia to basically see if there was a way to basically nudge Russia in the direction of maybe looking towards a peaceful solution to the Ukraine war. I mean, in Scholz's own words, he says that China's word carries weight in Russia. And the thing you have to remember here is that, you know, while China has not specifically endorsed the war in Ukraine or stood on Russian side, they have had friendly relationships. And the thing is that a lot of the goods that China sells to Russia are so-called dual-use goods, which basically means that they are they can be used for civilian purposes, but can also be used for war. And that's the thing that a lot of Western countries say, that China is, in some ways, while they're not supporting the war in Ukraine, they're not taking enough measures to stop the war. Now, onto the other question that you asked regarding trade. Now, that's a big existential thing for Germany, specifically because China is very much the biggest trade partner for Germany. It has been since the 1970s, when China's economy opened up. And I think the biggest problem really for the West is that the West has really accused China of producing too much. And this is, in fact, driving prices down in Western countries, specifically regarding green energy. I'm talking solar panels, electric vehicles, and that sort of thing. And that's becoming a real problem in Europe, because European manufacturers simply can't keep up with what's being produced in China.
Okay, so just moving on maybe to a related question, also making the rounds regarding environmentally friendly exports, I guess. The European Union is trying to set limits on the amount of data electric vehicles can capture from us. Kai, is it true that electric vehicles are spying on us?
Well, Clarence, it's a good question, and I can't really say if the answer is yes or no, if that's to be confirmed. But it is true that electric vehicles have become extremely advanced. I mean, I don't know what car you drive, Clarence, or if you do drive, but you will have noticed that there are many cars nowadays that have things like sensors, cameras, GPS tracking. And if you think about it, these are actually like wonderful spying machines without even a person knowing that they're possibly being spied on. All the data gets loaded somewhere. And the argument in the European Union is that if some, let's call them a bad actor, wants to actually gain access and find out exactly about a specific street or what, like if you have an electric vehicle with all of this information being saved on it, then they are, in the words of some people, the perfect spying machine. And the EU is trying to stop that from happening, and it's basically going to introduce regulations that stop car companies or from collecting a lot of data, which can be used in cyber hacking situations. That's basically what it is about at the moment, Clarence.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm still bemused when my Google tells me I'm going to golf. I mean, how the hell does it know it at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning? And I don't want to go to golf because Google knows everything. Google knows what I'm going to do. It's the patterns, I guess. Just while you're there, Kai, somebody wants me to pronounce Scores correctly. Can you help me with that pronunciation?
It would be Olaf Scholz.
Scholz. Dankeschön. Dankeschön.
Scholz. Yeah.
Scholz. I'll remember that for next time, and I think that's going to set one of the listeners, that's going to make them happy today. It's appreciated your time as always. Kai Nebe in Bonn, Deutsche Welle in Bonn. We touch base with them every Thursday.